Vernas Auto Body is the title sponsor of Wheeler in the Morning. Family owned and operated for over 40 years in Winnipeg. Anita Vernas of Vernas Auto Body. You've been a part of the fabric of downtown Winnipeg for a long time. What's the secret to your success?
Customer service, quality work, staying up to date with all the technology of the new vehicles that are coming out. We try to keep up with everything, make sure we keep our customers safe.
You're part of the family at Vernas, top of the waterfront on Higgins. Call 982-4540. Title sponsor of Wheeler in the Morning. There's a link in the pod script.
Safety Net Studio presents.
Happy Canada Day long weekend. You know what? You know what I love almost as much as a long weekend? A short work week.
Oh, so good.
Love the short work week. What a great weekend, too. Hot as balls, barely any clouds in the sky. Unbelievable.
How's just your body?
Beautiful. Oh, man, I got a lot of sun. Can you tell?
Oh, yeah, you've got that classic golf tan right around your eyes.
Perfect.
Where the hat is down.
The raccoon.
Yeah, so your whole upper from your nose up is white. And then this part underneath your cheeks down is all reddish pink.
It's actually my superhero look. I call it Melanoma Man.
Oh, gosh.
I want to talk about our weekends, but I want to do that a little bit later. But first, I want to run this past you since we're talking Canada Day. This is an article via CTV News. Most Canadians don't know their country as well as you may think, a new poll suggests. The survey released in time for Canada Day asked a random sample of just over 1,500 voters 10 questions from the study guide given to those looking to become Canadian citizens. The results were not great. Only 12% of respondents got 8 or more correct answers, and that's the threshold to pass the test. The average score was 5 out of 10. You want to take the test?
Wow.
You want to take the test?
Sure.
All right. Question 1. It's multiple choice. Who are the Métis? A, a distinct people of mixed Aboriginal and European ancestry. B, a distinct Aboriginal people of Atlantic Canada. C, the first French settlers, or D, the original settlers of Montreal?
One.
A. A is correct. 55% of respondents correctly answered A.
It's like that bit where somebody's like, and A to C.
Okay, listen to this question carefully. What is the name of the Royal Anthem of Canada? A, God Save the Queen. B, O Canada. C, the Star Spangled Banner. Or D, La Marseillaise.
Well, I know it's French, but I'm going to go with the first one, O Canada.
Okay, now the first one was not O Canada. I'm going to read it to you again. What? You can only pick one or the other. What is the name of the Royal Anthem of Canada? God Save the Queen, O Canada, Star Spangled Banner, or La Marseillaise?
God Save the Queen.
God Save the Queen is correct. 1/3 of respondents got that one right. Question 3. Respondents were given a list of official responsibilities Canadian citizens have and were asked to determine which of them was not an official responsibility.
Taxes. You don't have to. It's fine. Just skip over it. I know I'm right. Yeah.
Okay.
We have no say.
So which of these is not an official responsibility?
Okay.
A, helping others in the community. B, voting in elections. C, protecting and enjoying our heritage and environment. D, driving safely.
Okay, which is not?
Which is not an official responsibility.
Okay, let's do them again.
Helping others in the community.
That should be a responsibility.
Voting in elections.
That should be a responsibility, but it's an elective.
Protecting and enjoying our heritage and environment.
We should all do that, yeah.
Driving safely.
Nobody drives safely. I'm going to go with 4 for 3.
26% of correctly answered driving safely. You are correct. You're 3 for 3. That's very good. When did the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms become part of the Constitution? 1867, 1982, 1988, or 2000? When did the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms become part of the Constitution?
Do it again. What's the years?
1867, 1982, 1988, and 2000.
There's two in the 80s, which is weird. I always thought it was in the 1800s.
Well, keep in mind, when did the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms become part of the Constitution?
Okay, I'm gonna go with 82.
That is correct. You're 4 for 4. 4 in 10 respondents correctly answer that. Question 5. Canada has 5 regions. Which of the following is not one of them? A, the West Coast. B, Central Canada. C, the Midwest. D, the Prairies. E, the Northern Territories, or F, Atlantic Canada?
The middle one was go again. The
West Coast, Central Canada, Midwest, Prairies.
Midwest.
Midwest is correct. You're 5 for 5. Question 6. What does the word Inuit mean? A, the people. B, the north. C, home. Or D, land. What does the word Inuit mean? People, north, home, or land?
I'm going to go with people.
You are correct. More than half, 56% correctly answered the people. Question 7. Who are the founding peoples of Canada? A, Inuit, Aboriginal, British. B, Métis, French, British. C, Aboriginal, Métis, French. Or D, Aboriginal, French, British.
A lot of those are the same.
Inuit, Aboriginal, British. Métis, French, British. Aboriginal, Métis, French. Or Aboriginal, French, British.
I'm going to go with C.
No, you got the first one wrong. It was tough, though. So it's Aboriginal, French, British.
It's not Aboriginal, Métis.
We'll keep in mind that the Métis didn't come around until, you know, the Europeans and the, and
right,
the Aboriginals.
So what did I say? What was C?
C was Aboriginal, Métis, French. It's actually Aboriginal, French, British.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Right.
Okay.
Question.
I technically got that one right, so give me a half.
You're doing
point,
great. You got 6 out of 7 so far. Question 8. The names of 4 party leaders were presented to respondents. Duceppe, Trudeau, Scheer, and May. Respondents were asked to identify which was not currently a leader in the House of Commons.
Names again?
Duceppe, Trudeau, Scheer, and May.
The first one.
Duceppe, very good. Just over half got that right. Question 9, you got 2 left to go. What is the importance of the Canadian Pacific Railway? A, uniting the country from sea to sea. B, the start of the manufacturing industry or easy access to steel from west to east. Or C, wealth and Canada increasing its GDP.
Well, it's a little of all of them, but I'm going to go with A.
A is correct. Last question. You got 8 out of 9 now. You're officially Canadian.
Well, 8.5. 8.5.
You're officially Canadian.
8.5.
Who? Question 10. Who is Canada's head of state?
Me. Sorry. Back in the bubble.
A, the Queen. B, the Prime Minister. C, the Governor General. Or D, the President. Who is Canada's head of state?
It's not the President. It's the Queen or the Governor General, because if you're Queen, so she rules all of them.
Who is Canada's head of state?
Because when they have the state dinner, what are they again? It's not the
Queen, the Prime Minister, the Governor General, the President.
I want to say the Governor General, but I'm going to go with the Queen.
The Queen is absolutely correct. You are officially a Canadian. 9 out of 10. Well done.
And thank you.
It's a great. You are part of a very select group. Only 12%.
You're welcome, everybody.
Only 12% of respondents got 8 or more correct answers. That's incredible. Good for you.
Thank you.
You should be very proud of that.
You know, I have to say, there was a moment yesterday on Canada Day when I was standing outside and the boys were in the back. You were actually out playing golf at Elmhurst.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little teary-eyed because I've been traveling a lot. I spent my 20s traveling around the world, and I've spent a lot of Canada days in different countries. And it's really interesting. I remember one of my favorite ones was being in Bermuda on the beach. All the Canadians were all wearing red and white. We're all having Canadian drinks and making fake Caesars because we couldn't get real Caesars, and just having so much fun. And it was awesome. But there's something about being in your own country, standing in your own land. And I got a little teary-eyed, I'm not going to lie. I had this moment of, wow, you know, we're really fortunate. And I've been fortunate because I've lived in some really great countries and I've had some great experiences. But to be in your own country and feel that and celebrate that felt good.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's really awesome.
Honestly, you think about the prairies and the west and the east and the north. Like, it's pretty surreal to have that feeling. And like I said, I've celebrated Canada Day in various amounts of countries, and yeah, it felt good.
Well, remember on Friday's show before we left, and you said, do you want to finish on a positive note? Then you read a story.
Yeah.
You remember the story you read?
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. No, I'll finish really good this long weekend. Oh, shit. Let me tell you this crappy story.
There's somebody that phoned in on the Dave line. We'll get to that a little bit later on. We're going to do a test market Tuesday where finally, after I'd say about 6 weeks of having the Husqvarna auto mower from coming small engine repair, we are going to give it the official review on test market Tuesday.
And we also have a very special announcement.
All that and more here on a short work week. It's a Tuesday edition of Wheeler in the Morning with Dave and Candace Ray. Trending. What's Trending is brought to you by Mike Mason of RE/MAX. Let me tell you a quick story about Mike Mason of RE/MAX. he went and I've kind of chirped his wife a little bit because he's got big calves, and of course he's got a big knee brace on right now because he's got some tendonitis issues, and
right.
And he's been hobbling around, and his doctor said, you know, take it easy for a little while. But the guy loves golf so much. Canada Day Scramble, it's an annual thing. So sure enough, he came out and played. And this guy's a hell of a golfer when he's healthy. He's a hell of a golfer when he's injured, too. And keep in mind, he doesn't use his legs at all because he's got a knee brace on. He's all arms, and he was probably hitting the ball just as far, if not further, than I was. He was still making great chip shots, and I was really happy to have him out there because, like I said, it's an annual thing being out there on Canada Day at Elmhurst. All the members get together, and they do a really good job of putting Canada flags on every single hole, Canada flags around the clubhouse, Canada flags on just in front of some of the tee boxes, and it really is a nice celebration, and I love spending Canada Day there in the morning. So big shout-out to everyone that took place in the Canada Day Scramble. As a matter of fact, our team placed and won a little bit gift certificate dollars at Elmhurst.
Ooh!
Yeah, we shot a 59, 12 under par as a group.
So it's a, what kind of, is a shotgun?
No, it's, okay, so shotgun is or when everyone starts shamble. On a different hole, and then they hit a shotgun and everyone starts. It's a scramble, which means we take whoever makes the best shot, we all hit from that best shot.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, shamble is you take the best drive, and then everyone shoots their own ball from that drive.
Oh, see, I like the way that you play
it. The scramble.
Yeah, I love a scramble, because everybody has an opportunity.
Yeah.
And everybody's shooting from the same spot, so everybody's playing together. I've always enjoyed that.
You got four shots to make a good shot. So Mike Mason, and even though he's still banged up, he's still working every day. So if you're selling or purchasing property in Winnipeg or the surrounding area, check out mikemason.remax.ca and get in touch with the guy Wheeler in the Morning trusts with their real estate, Mike Mason of Remax. Click the link down in the pod script.
About a month ago, I started going on this huge talk about banning plastic bags. We should just do it. You know how I had this conversation. We said, what am I going to do about my poop? Yeah. What am I going to do about my poop bags? Mm-hmm. And I get it. So I've had this conversation before. We've heard about it for years and years, and now let's ban it. So, and I keep saying, just ban it across Canada. Just pick a day, do a soft launch, and go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what?
They banned plastic bags, did they?
Well, no, but close. Jasper is going to be banning plastic bags. Huh. And they're having a lot of issues because it is a tourist town.
Yep.
And so a lot of people are buying groceries. There's a lot of turnover with plastic bags, mm-hmm. and they wanted to eliminate that. And one of their biggest parks right now is currently closed down for renovations. So they're thinking, okay, they've got a lot of tourists not showing up, and they want to try and fix the problem before it relaunches. And they know that plastic bags has been an issue. And mm-hmm. in fact, a lot of the businesses have already been phasing it out. So the idea is to, it's considered a soft launch mm-hmm. on the idea of all the local businesses getting rid of plastic bags. So to clean out all the bags that you have. So if you have them, use them up. You've got a smile on your face.
Well, I'm just thinking about Justin Trudeau, whose government said that they're going to be banning single-use plastics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 weeks later, he was photographed having a cabinet meeting, I think it was, and they were all using plastic forks. And then it was priceless. And then they came and said, we're going to reuse those.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
And then he was up doing a little bit of a press conference, and somebody asked him, said, Monsieur Trudeau, Prime Minister Trudeau, what is your family doing to cut down on plastic use? And he's like, at home, and he just fumbled through this horrible answer. That was like, it's these water bottles that are not plastic. They're like pop.
He's trying to talk about swill bottles,
maybe? They're like boxes. They're like a box thing. And he fumbled really bad on it.
Well, and I've always said that, and I say that to anybody listening to that. It's all about just making a choice. You can argue all day that we need to do this, we need to do that. It's all about one person making changes in businesses. So a place like Jasper, it's a small, beautiful spot. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And if they can go ahead and make the change through, we can watch them and use that as the model, you know, and then, you know, a bigger city can figure out how that works. Mm-hmm. We know, and I get it, a lot of people, well, I need those plastic bags. I use them for poop too. But when I don't now, because now I think, well, that's not, poop is going to go into the ground and that's a fertilizer. So why wouldn't we have bags if they want to use plastic, quote unquote, plastic bags, then use a reusable or a biodegradable bag.
I'm curious about what they're going to do for trash bags. Does that count as plastic bags?
Yeah, it doesn't say anything in here. It says that it's a voluntary basis. So the mayor is Richard Ireland, and he is not from Ireland, by the way.
Great. No. Thanks.
You're welcome. So, they're, like I said, they're going to use their current stock of plastic bags and hoping to transition people to paper bags and to reusable bags so that people can get custom to it. There is a also wanted to add that there is a $48.7 million facelift going on the campground in Jasper.
Cool.
Yeah, that should be pretty awesome. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. You know how much I'm a big fan of eliminating plastics the best that we can and when we can, and, you know, being reusable and, you know, awesome. Good for Jasper.
Yep. Good start. Like you said, it starts with one, right?
It starts with one. And we can learn a lot when somebody fumbles around and, you know, they're going to come up with like, oh, that worked, that didn't work. And I like that they said, like, it's not just like chopping off the arm. It's okay, no more orders after this. And this store, what do we use? What are we going to have? You start training your customers. Now, it's about relearning how to be a consumer,
right?
With, instead of being like, oh, I can just grab plastic bags. No, maybe I should get a reusable bag.
Right. Okay, so this is pretty exciting. Now, for those that have followed Wheeler in the Morning over the years, they know that once upon a time we sparked up the No Pants Potty, No Pants Potty, and it was our little fun thing to do, to have people put up signs on their front lawn during whatever it be, a civic election or provincial election or federal election, and it was kind of fun. I mean, I think it kind of poked fun at apathy a little bit, but it was also a great way to promote the show that we were on at the time. So I'm going to be asking people to do that one more time, although this time it will be very specific to an area of town called McPhillips, and that runs from the Red River east to McPhillips Street, Leela north to about Blackdale, and it's about 22,000 people. And I'm officially, and this is not a joke, I am officially going to be dropping off papers this week, and I am going to throw my hat in the ring and run as a candidate for member of Legislative Assembly in the province of Manitoba. I will be running as an independent. I am not running under a party flag. And I'm going to do things a little differently than what a lot of traditional campaigns have done as far as trying to get people's votes. And here's how we're going to do it. I am not going to knock on your door. I promise I will not bother you at home. I am not going to come around and give you some bullshit line about why you should vote for me, because you know what? I don't want to go in with an agenda. I want to go in and represent what the people of the McPhillips riding want. And here's how we're going to do that. Through social media and podcasting and YouTube, I am going to be as accountable as I possibly can for all of the big ticket items that go through the Legislative Assembly. Now, every Sunday evening, I'm going to be doing a live stream on YouTube that will be recorded and repurposed as a podcast. We're going to take live phone calls. We're going to answer emails. We're going to answer social media. We're going to answer anyone that wants to comment on YouTube. And I really want to flesh this out. I want to know what the people of this constituency want when their MLA goes in to the House and they debate things. I want to be that guy. I want to give it a shot. I have talked politics for so long. I have, your ear has almost fallen off for the amount of times I said, hey, Candace, have you heard about this? Hey, Candace, have you heard about this? Hey, Candace, what do you think about this?
So oh, Candace, what do you think about this? I'm so excited that you're putting all this effort into one spot.
So I there's a few other things that we're also going to do that's a little bit different, is I'm not going to be speaking to traditional media. Not at all. I don't feel that they've been a very good representation. I think there's a lot of clickbaiting, and I'm sure my name's going to pop up a lot because that's why this is landing in the What's Trending segment of the show.
When it comes to media, we have people that we know or that I know that work in media, and I think they're all lovely people.
Oh, yeah. I have nothing against any of the media.
No, and I know that you don't, and I want to make that clear here. When there has been past experiences when yourself has been in the media, there has been, like you said, clickbaiting, and the message has been through the eyes of a journalist or half-partied information. And when you say that you're not giving information to the media, you are responsible to the people,
right,
of the riding,
right?
And that, what I have to tell you that I've always loved about this idea is that the podcast is where people can talk to you and you can control your message.
Right.
You control what you want to say. So if anybody has a question who is currently listening to this podcast that is in media and has a question for you, you can call the Dave line,
mm-hmm,
or you can go ahead and email Dave directly at...
Oh, wheelerj28@gmail.com. And again, you're absolutely right. I have nothing against the media. I still have a lot of great friends in the media.
Yeah.
I am just not going to be part of that whole spin doctoring. And again, if you want to know something about what's going on in your constituency, talk to me directly. You have a direct line into me instead of having to watch the evening news or read it in the paper. You have a direct line to me. You know exactly what I'm saying on a consistent basis, on a daily basis. I am going to be as transparent as possible.
And that's the same thing to go with the media itself. If they have a question, are you...
Totally.
Then they can call the Dateline or call the podcast and have their message push through the podcast.
They can quote the podcast. The podcast all you want.
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, as far as this show goes, still going to do this show every single day. Wheeler in the Morning with Dave and Candace Ray. Still going to go ahead every single day. We're doing this podcast. Plus, I will do that extra podcast every Sunday. As I said, we'll be streaming live on YouTube. More details will be coming out about that. Make sure you go follow me on Twitter and Instagram. All the links are down in the pod script. But I am officially running as an independent candidate for the McPhillips riding for this voting day, September 10th of 2019, to become a member of the Legislative Assembly for the province of Manitoba.
Holy good for shit. You. How does it feel coming out?
My heart's racing when I said that. Yeah. Fuck a duck. Wow.
Mine too.
Holy moly. Wow. I'm really curious to see what people think of this. We're going to use the Dave line as kind of both voicemail for this and voicemail for the other podcast as well. I'm pretty sure I'm going to call it McPhillips MLA, which is what the podcast will be. That'll be up and approved hopefully by the end of the week on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify and Google and all that.
And I'm going to be putting the live stream YouTube, the links and everything on your website, which is davewheeler.ca.
Davewheeler.ca. That link will be down in the pod script as well.
That will always be consistently being updated as Dave, you know, moves through this process. Mm-hmm. So you can always go ahead and you'll be able to find that as well.
Now, here's another interesting point, because I'm sure some people are thinking, wait a second, can he do that? Now, if I was still in terrestrial radio or part of traditional media, the second that I put my papers in and started running, I would have to be off the air. I would not be allowed to be on the air for the period of time until the election was done. And the reason for that is because every candidate should have an equal amount of time on terrestrial radio or terrestrial television, whatever it may be. Once upon a time when I was a host, the rules were explained to me that if you have one candidate on, you have to make that same amount of time available to every candidate if they want to come in and speak on your show, which I was cool with. But here's the thing. Podcasting falls under the umbrella of social media. So if any other candidate wants to go do it, go do it. Go do your own podcast. You don't need a giant tower to send out a signal. Everything is done via the internet. It's no different than everyone having an Instagram page or everyone having a Twitter page. So this is fully, and I checked, fully 100% inside of the rules of doing this. So as far as the Wheeler in the Morning podcast, it's going to be strictly entertainment. We're not going to do a lot of politics on the show. We're going to do the exact same show
we've always been
doing. Always do. And we're going to keep most of the... I'll still comment on political stuff, you know, when it comes to federal and everything.
Yep.
But we're going to keep the majority of what's going on in the House here in Manitoba to that weekly podcast that's going to be going out on Sundays.
So to our regular callers, if you are living in that riding and you want to go ahead and ask a question, when you call the Dave line, you're going to say which podcast you want.
Right.
Right. Just because we're not going to go ahead and have two lines.
Or do the live call, or go ahead and tweet at me or Instagram or email. Like, all that stuff is going to be up.
Will you be having businesses and people like that from your constituency on your show?
I think so. I would like to actually get a couple of the city councilors in the area on just to kind of talk about what the lay of the land is like and really kind of understand how we can work to... Because I'll be honest with you, I think one of the big ticket items that's going to be coming up in the next 4 years is the extension of Chief Pegasus all the way up to Route 90, and that goes right across McPhillips. So what do people in that riding want? Do you want an overpass? Do you want an underpass? Do you want another four-way stop with lights? These are all things that we can talk about on this podcast to make sure that I'm going in with the best case scenario for what the constituency wants when I'm in the House.
I have to say, I love that you're doing as an independent.
Well, yeah, none of the parties want me.
And I like that when you had talked about this, you know, if you are a VIP, Dave basically dropped a big bomb on that show and said, oh, I've got this idea.
Crazy idea.
And I mean, it wasn't a crazy idea. You have toyed around with this conversation over the last 2 years. You've mentioned to me about politics before. I've always thought you'd be great in politics. You are a great speaker. You're very good at listening to people. And as far as being an independent, what I like is that people don't realize that people have the power.
That's what it should be.
Right. And
the government should be afraid of the people, not vice versa.
Right. And the people, I've always said that as somebody who worked in politics before, and I've ran campaigns before when I worked in Bermuda, I was a deputy field coordinator, and I understood how that worked. That was when I first started to understand, wow, these people have so much power. You have power in your voting, and you have power, and you're electing somebody to be your voice. And you're not going in there with an agenda. if you want to know your political stance, then you can ask it. But it's not about what you want. It's about what the people within the community want. And it's, for me, it gives, I what I love about it is it's allowing people to remember that they have the control over their area. They have the control with their voice. They have the control with their votes. Mm-hmm. And you do have to have somebody represent you. Of course, we can't all just stand there and go, well, we want, because no one would understand, because we're all shouting and yelling at everybody. It's like being in Twitter.
And, and that's why we don't vote via referendum on every single small ticket item, right? That's why you represent somebody who you feel is going to best represent you when you go into these legislative meetings. So if anybody wants to know who I am and what I represent, I think this daily podcast that we do is a pretty good indication of how I feel about things.
Or if you care who I am and what I like. I live in a bubble and I like to laugh. And I don't like the word sip.
There's a phone call coming up on that later on in the Dave line. But yeah, I just...
How do you feel?
I listen, there's no way this goes poorly. There's no way it goes poorly. Because I think the hardest part will be if I win. That will be the hardest part, to be honest with you.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because then you suit and tie and got to leave sit in there and you're 9 to 5 and that's different for you.
It'll be very different.
Very different for you.
But I don't know. I'm a big believer in everything happens for a reason. And who knows? Maybe this was all supposed to happen for a reason. Maybe this was all supposed to happen for a reason. And maybe I'm supposed to be sitting in that chair over there. We'll find out on September 10th. So as far as the lawn signs go, we're going to hopefully the campaign, once that gets going, we're going to have money to do that. And we will be doing pickup locations and we'll be going down, shaking hands and doing the usual stuff there. So we'll just keep abreast of the social media. Again, all the links are down in the pod script if you want to go follow on Instagram, Twitter, blah, blah, blah.
Right. And you'll be able to do donations to the campaign as well and have everything going through. And once you have your campaign manager all set up and everything, that'll all be announced on your podcast.
On the weekly podcast.
And that won't be stuff that we can overly talk about here. It's just, I'm just letting you know that if you want to donate to Dave's campaign or you want to know where to pick up all those signs, it'll be on his website, davewheeler.ca, and it'll be on your social media and through your platforms because you plan on doing everything through social media and through podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. The cat is out of the bag. I'm curious to know what you think. Go hit me up on social media. That's what's trending here. What?
Can you do something about my taxes? Because I got our tax bill and it was ridiculously high.
That is a municipal issue. You can speak to Cheryl Christian about that. She
I already sound like a politician.
She is the mayor of West St. Paul.
The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 2085 is the sponsor of Music News You Can Use. Jeff Skinner, organizer and business representative for IBEW Local 2085, tells us a little about the lasting impression that the general labor strike of 1919 had on trade workers.
It's definitely something that all workers should celebrate. It wasn't just a union, a non-union thing. It was everybody in 1919, everybody stood together and wanted to raise the standards for everybody. It's driven wages, definitely health benefits for everybody. It's defined the hours in a day. We still see people today out there working without getting paid overtime. And when it's a very slippery slope when that kind of stuff happens, because then employers start getting people to work 70 hours a week, 10-hour days. If you're expected to work outside the regular hours, you should be paid a premium for that. And it actually stops contractors and companies out there from forcing their workers to work more than the 40 hours a week. So at least now we have a set schedule and my family knows when I'm coming home. And if I'm not coming home, at least I'm getting compensated properly for it.
Find out about the benefits of working with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 2085 at their website, IBEW2085.com.
This is Music News You Can Use. Here's Dave Wheeler.
For July 2nd, 2019. Brody Dahl of the Distillers says that she saw a UFO during soundcheck for a show in Los Angeles over the weekend. Dahl and her band were playing as part of a mammoth all-day show at LA's Bank of California Stadium, headlined by the original Misfits and also featuring Rise Against, among others. Posting about the show on Instagram, Dahl said, "Well, that was a fucking crazy awesome blast. God damn, I love the Misfits. Can't wait for Denver and Seattle. We actually did see a UFO while we were sound checking. We all saw it." Apparently indicating that Juliette Lewis was with her when the extraterrestrial encounter took place, Dahl said, "Love you, woman," before tagging the actor and musician. The Distillers are currently on the road following their reformation last year. The band initially split in 2006. Last September, they released their first music in 15 years, double A-side single, Man vs. Magnet, Blood in Gutters. It then received a special 7-inch vinyl release for Valentine's Day. In January, Dahl promised that a new full-length Distillers album would be released in 2019. In April, it was reported that they had entered the studio with producer Nick Lanay. The band's last album was 2003's classic, Coral Fang. Jack White has lashed out against music journalist sites after some of them had quoted Jack as a heroin user. After his Raconteurs bandmate Brandon Benson quit drinking, Spin.com reported that Jack said that the new Raconteurs album took longer than expected because he started using heroin. Here's a quote. "Well, when Brandon Benson, his Raconteurs bandmate, gave up alcohol, I started doing heroin, so that delayed things." Jack White's official Instagram page has now said the following. From the cyber desk of Jack White, "Dear Spin, I've never done heroin or any other illegal drug in my life, and anyone close to me can confirm this. If you'd actually read the article in full, you could see that I was joking. But I suppose Spin never lets the facts get in the way of any good clickbait. And while you're here, dear Pitchfork, Stereo Gum, Noisy, and the rest of the trash music cough journalist sites, though I realize that you work in the business of sound bites and clickbait, and that your pissed Third Man Records didn't send you a free copy of the new Raconteurs album because of how nasty you regularly are, here's a couple of other notes. I don't hate people who own cell phones, or never allow one near me, or hate all technology. Stop painting with such a wide brush. Just because I don't own a cell phone in an attempt to lead a healthy life doesn't mean I hate all technology. Though you'd love for me to be in the Luddite that provides you with all the cyber laughs till the electric cows come home. I hate to break that myth by stating that I listen to digital music, I drive an electric car, and I type this boring response on my computer. Also, back in my day in the 1800s, artists weren't punished for taking the road less traveled or for answering questions with unpopular responses. Hell, we were even expected to rebel against the status quo, if you can believe that. I encourage people to lead their own healthy lives and find ways to encourage and things that inspire one another rather than bring them down. If you do love music and the arts, I think your organization should start to learn to do the same thing, or at least pretend you love music, rather than looking to please your advertisers with clicks. Jack White III. And finally, over the weekend, music mogul Scooter Braun announced that his holding company, Ithaca Holdings, has acquired Taylor Swift's former label, Big Machine Label Group. The purchase means that Braun now owns the masters for Taylor's first six albums, a decision that is not sitting well with the artist. In an open letter posted to her Tumblr site, Swift said that she was sad and grossed out by the sale, claiming that Braun bullied her by working with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West to make her look like the villain in the wake of the controversy surrounding Kanye's famous lyrics and subsequent music video, which features a naked model of Swift. She called the video revenge porn. Here's a quote. "This is my worst case scenario. This is what happens when you sign a deal at 15 to someone for whom the term is loyalty is clearly just a contractual concept. And that when the man says music has value, he means its value is beholden to men who had no part in creating it." She added that her former label boss, Scott Borchetta, must have known that she'd be upset by the move, saying, "Anytime Scott Borchetta has heard the word Scooter Braun escape my lips, it was when I was either crying or trying not to. He knew what he was doing. They both did. Controlling a woman who didn't want to be associated with them. In perpetuity, that means forever." Since posting the open letter, "We Stand With Taylor" is a hashtag that has trended worldwide with numerous big artists who have reportedly unfollowed Scooter Braun on Instagram, including Nicki Minaj and Miley Cyrus. For the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 2085, that's music news you can use for July 2nd, 2019. If you'd like to hear a playlist featuring all of the artists you just heard about, check out the daily updated music news you can use playlist. It's on Spotify, it's on iTunes, both those links are down in the pod script. I'm Dave Wheeler. I shake it off. And here we go with another Test Market Tuesday. If you have an item you would like us to try, if you are a business owner and you want us to try one of your items, because they always say that one of the hardest things to do in business is to get your product into somebody's hands. It's one of the hardest things to do. So if you'd like us, if you'd like to get it in our hands and we can tell everyone about it, you just got to be prepared for an honest opinion. So if you believe that much in your product, let's talk. Bring it over. We'll give it a shot. And Test Market Tuesday brought to you by Henderson Massage Health and Wellness Center, their physiotherapy clinic on St. Anne's Road, bills third-party insurance providers, MPI, and workers' compensation claims. They have chiropractors, Chinese medicine, acupuncture, reflexology, and, of course, great massages. They have their massage clinic on Henderson as well. Go talk to Matt or Carrie. They're fantastic. Hands like angels. Angels, angel
cloud,
hands.
Angels with cloud hands.
Yes, that are firm. Call them today. Get on the road to recovery. The link is in the pod script. And, of course, they have gift certificates. If you're looking to get somebody a special something for Valentine's Day, hit them up.
Valentine's
Sure, Valentine's Day. Day, Canada Day. Take your pick. Birthday. What's the next holiday coming? Victoria Day? Sure, I don't care. I'm just saying, get ahead of it now. If you think about it, you buy something for Valentine's Day now, you put it in the envelope, you're covered for next February. Think ahead. Think ahead. Christmas, Easter, whatever. National Pizza Day. It's always a good time to get a massage.
It's true. It's always a good time.
Henderson Massage Health and Wellness Center. There is a link down in the pod script. Okay. Cummings Small Engine Repair.
Okay. So what I did, because when we first got it, we've talked about it a little bit. When we first got it, they come in and they put down an electrical line, the same thing that you would use for dog collars. So they would drop the line, and we cleared everything off of our lawn. Yep. And had it go out there, and I had it going out 3 times a week. And then I started to push this Wally. The kids call it Wally.
Yeah, so Mark was the one that came over and buried all the lines around the property and set everything up and plugged it in, and that's it.
It really is that.
That's it.
Yeah, he drops the lines around it. And so the first 2 weeks, I was really good about keeping it on, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 8 to 2. We have a large yard, so it takes quite a bit of time for it to go all the way out. And it'll keep going out, and it finds patterns. And once it figures out the right pattern, then it'll go out and cut in that pattern. The word of the day.
Pattern.
But I knew we were going to be Test Market Tuesdaying this week. So I decided to make it a little more challenging for Wally.
You put out an obstacle course. I did. There's kids' picnic tables and kids' toy houses.
I put all the stuff, in our fire pit. I had taken all that off. I put their fire pit. I moved the trampoline over just to see how it would react to that. And, it just literally bumps into it. And turns around and finds a new mapped way to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's honestly that easy.
So
if you do happen to put something in its way because you're having a party or whatever, it'll just work around it.
If you have a Roomba in your house, like one of those little automatic vacuum cleaners, when it bumps into something, it just stops and it goes, all right, I'll go this way. And it'll keep going around to that spot to try and get that entire corner or whatever it may be. Same idea with this lawnmower. And again, it doesn't wait for the grass to grow tall and then cut it short. It literally just trims the tops off and it mulches it so it doesn't have a bag. And it's probably about the size of, I'd say about 3 feet by 2.5 feet. Like it's a good size. It plugs itself in. It charges itself. It finds its home base.
There's no noise to it.
No, it's electric, so it's completely quiet. You can send it out at like 3 o'clock in the morning. It'll go in the rain.
Yeah, it'll go in the rain if you wanted to.
Drives over poop.
It does drive over poop. And you can set the setting. So when we first got it, we started off, it goes all the way up to 10. We started off with 8, and then we dropped it to 7, and we dropped it to 6. And I like it at about 6.
Yeah,
but you can drop it. You can take it down real low if you want to. Yeah. It's just a really dry summer, and I haven't had the time to water the grass like I normally would do, so I don't want to cut it too short. But it's all done on your phone. You can figure it out. And so sometimes it gets stuck. We have a trampoline. That would be the only negative thing I would say is that we do have a trampoline, and sometimes it doesn't make it over the trampoline or it gets stuck. And it's only actually one side of the 8 legs of the trampoline. There's only just this one part of it. And I don't know if it's just the height of it, I guess. And what happens is if it gets stuck, it'll stop. And you get an alert on your phone. Mm-hmm. Your phone says, like, Wally's stuck. I don't think that's actually what it says. It says the Husqvarna needs to be checked. And then when you open up the app, because it's all done through an app, when you open up the app, it says to you, you know, go check it. It could be this, this, or this. So you walk over, pull it off of where it was, and you just, there's like a big red stop button. So you would hit the stop button and this little panel comes up.
You got to punch in the code.
And you have a code that you're given. And that code is for you to obviously code the Husqvarna. And you just put the code in and hit start and off she goes again.
It's pretty incredible. Like, and for those thinking, well, what if it gets robbed from my yard? Here's the beauty part. It's GPS. It's got a GPS locator on, so you can drive over to the asshole's house that took it from you and say, hey, give me my goddamn lawnmower back.
Dan, you
don't. Ridiculous.
You wiener.
Or you can call the police, whichever you like.
Yeah, and so it, like, I opened up the app just so you could, I could, you know, see any cue points here. And it has a park option. So all of a sudden, I don't know, we're having people over. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to park it. It has the map option. So it'll show you exactly where it is on your lawn. It actually uses Google Maps for it. So you can see an overshot of your house, which is so strange to me. And there's a timer. So you can go into the timer. Again, you could just pick which times. You can have it go out every single day, every second day, whatever you want. What height do you want to go? I've got it at, I actually have it at 6. Spiral cutting, what kind of cutting, a weather timer, an eco mode. There's the whole installation coverage of how everything works on the inside. I mean, they've covered it all with the...
It's pretty intricate.
The app.
Yeah.
So you could really get into it. I'm one of those people that when I get something, I take the instructions, I look at them, I look at the pictures, and then I throw it in the garbage, and then I ask questions later. I'm terrible for it. Everybody in this house knows. What did I text you the other day because it got stuck?
Yeah, what's the code?
What's the code? You're like, geez, Candace.
So I understand that a lot of people enjoy mowing their lawn. Totally
And
get
I'm
it.
One of those people.
Yeah, totally
I am
get
a huge
it.
Lawn person. It's my, I love being out in the grass.
For me, I've never been able to mow the lawn. I've
you?
Got really one of those really stupid allergies.
No?
Yeah, I've never been able to mow the lawn. I break out in hives. It's terrible. So for me, this thing is incredible. And if you're somebody who really values your time, especially in the summer, and you don't enjoy cutting your lawn, get one of these. Honestly, this will save you probably 3-4 days over the course of the summer from having, depending on the size of your lawn. And you set it and it's done. That's it. It's really easy. It's simple. I love it. I almost start to feel empathy for the thing sometimes. I'm like, oh, Wally's out. It's really early. Poor thing. Didn't get a good sleep. No, you sit there and watch it.
It's true. It's true.
It's
the other
fascinating.
Day,
it's extremely fascinating.
It is fascinating. I wish that they had an option where you could pick the kind of cover you want on it, like a skin almost. You could put Wally, for example. I could have Darth Vader out there. I could have a robot. You know, just
I'm
to
sure
have
there
it.
Is. I'm sure there's gotta is. Be.
I just think it would be funny, but they're
like Lightning McQueen.
It's just something. Yeah. I think it would be hilarious.
I'd make it look like the old phone from Toy Story.
Yeah, what would you do? That's funny. And so I was just sitting there. I had a sprinkler on, and the kids were running through the sprinkler over the weekend. And I had the Husqvarna going. And I have to tell you that for a good solid 5 minutes, I just watched it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible. It really is incredible.
It's so strange.
Yeah, listen, if you're one of these people who don't dig mowing your lawn, definitely get the Husqvarna Automower. And Cummings Small Engine Repair, they've got riding lawnmowers, all sorts of lawnmowers. They've got everything you need for all of your lawn needs. So go check them out. There is a link down in the pod script, and we want to thank them for giving us a shot at testing out the beautiful Husqvarna Automower. I give it 3 big thumbs up. I don't know what our grading system is on this one, which changes every single time, but... Solid 10 out of 10. Whatever the highest mark I can give, I'm in. It's awesome. It's great.
I love it. I would say that I would give it a 9.5 out of 10.
9.5 out of 10.
Yeah. And the only reason I give it the 9.5 is the odd time it gets stuck.
Yeah, but that's the trampoline's fault. It's not Wally's fault.
No.
And the best thing it does is it shuts down.
I know.
It doesn't sit there and keep spinning and spinning and spinning. It's perfect.
You want an honest review? I am telling you sometimes.
So the trampoline gets a 0.5 out of 10. The trampoline is horrible at mowing the lawn.
It's terrible
at mowing
the lawn.
Trampoline is not good at mowing the lawn. Husqvarna, great at mowing the lawn. Cummings Small Engine Service, give them a call, 204-237-4911. Cummings Small Engine Service, 204-237-4911.
Yeah, tell them Dave and I sent you.
Yes.
Get a call.
Even call Mark.
Call Mark. Even if you want to get some price points, because there are different models, we have the basic package. And yeah. I don't know. Apparently, there's a higher end one. I don't know what the higher end one would do.
Well, listen.
What is that guy going to do?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
But
they get. I know some of them that apparently this tech has been around for 20 years, but apparently they're getting ones that can go down steeper grades. So if you have big, a lot of ups and downs and hills in your yard. Yeah, it's incredible. I don't know. I don't get it.
It's just
awesome,
going to pop out a drink for you or, I don't know, pick up your poo. It's a little poo. I don't know. It's
again, cool. Cummings Small Engine Service, 204-237-4911. I'll put a link down in the pod script. And Test Market Tuesday is brought to you by Henderson Massage Health and Wellness Center.
Call the Dateline anytime and leave a message.
Daveline is brought to you by Frank's Pizza. Son of a bitch, they were hoping to be open as of yesterday. The health inspector didn't show up. They had to reschedule. They were handing out slices of pizza that they had to bring all the way down from North Winnipeg, but they were still handing out slices of pizza in front of the vendor at Club 3D yesterday for Canada Day. Tomorrow, from what I understand. From what I checked from Blair, should be open tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
But again, remember I talked about this last week on the show. There's going to be speed bumps. There's going to be a few hurdles, and these are the ones that they got to deal with. So just one of those growing pains of a new shop. But I know everyone's just craving some Frank's Pizza. So make sure you get some Frank's Pizza in your belly. They are open hopefully as of tomorrow as we record this podcast. Frank's Pizza, upgrade to homemade, serving North Winnipeg for over 7 years, Selkirk for over 40 years. The secret starts with a great taste. No, the secret of the great taste starts with Frank's homemade pizza dough that is rolled out fresh on-site daily by Kelly herself. There is a link down in the pod script. Go and order today.
Just wanted to leave a message and wish everybody a happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day.
No, that was yesterday.
Doesn't matter.
I hope everybody had fun, stayed safe, and enjoyed the fireworks. And did whatever it is you like doing best on Canada Day. All right, have a good day.
Happy Canada Day. Hope you had a good weekend. Remember that story you read on Friday about the restaurant?
Oh, yeah. Giving away the free breakfast to all Canadians. All you have to do is prove that you were Canadian with a Canadian passport and say, hey, I'm Canadian. They were giving you a free breakfast.
And then people freaked out and said, well, that's not very inclusive. Yeah, I want a free breakfast, too.
I was thinking about this over the weekend.
Yeah.
When I was traveling in other countries, something I loved is that when you travel, you go back to your country after traveling abroad, and you go back and you stand in line. Mm-hmm. If you go into other countries, they always have, your expats, your people who have work permits, and then they have a line specifically for everybody who's from that country. Mm-hmm. So in Bermuda, they have a line specifically for the Bermudians. And then once all the Bermudians were through, they would open it up to everybody else. US, same thing. Malaysia, same thing. Australia, same thing. Canada, fuck you. I never understood that. So as a Canadian, that's the privilege of coming home to your
right, home. Your home.
So you have a line for your Canadians to go through. You're Canadian. You pay a shit ton of taxes. I don't know if you guys know this. Look at you'd pay a ton of taxes. And I just always really appreciated that. So when I read that story, I was just really taken back by that because as a Canadian, that's
a privilege.
And that's a company eating a cost as well. That's not free for that company to do that. That company has to pay for that.
Well, this guy has an issue with it too.
Well, ain't that the saddest thing you ever did here? You know, Canada is so freaking awesome for so many reasons. And, we've got people coming over here. We're just like, come on in, man. Call it a home. Do whatever you want. It's a land of opportunity. Kick some ass or don't kick some ass. Whatever. We're just Canada, have whatever you want. Except you can't eat for free at the fucking restaurant because it's for Canadians. Do you mind? God damn it.
I think you ruined his Canada Day weekend, Candace. I think you ruined it for him. Something else that was going down over the weekend up in Dauphin, the annual Country Fest.
Did we get a tipsy call?
The Big Dirty. He was the one that was inviting us out to Country
that's
Fest.
Correct.
Yeah, he's been sending me Instagram messages all weekend.
Hey, Wheelers, the Big Dirty here. Yeah. Fucking broadcasting. What? Woo! Yeah. Fucking having a fucking blast out here at Country Fest 2019.
Awesome.
But you know what, man? It's not the same without you guys. You guys should come out. Seriously, 2020, you guys are fucking here. Honestly, we're going to get a fucking campsite. You guys are welcome. Yes, we're doing this shit.
It's been fucking insane. Anyhow, big shout out to the Big Mac and C-Rocks for fucking being such cool people to me this weekend. Fucking, I don't know, man. Insane. I saw Platinum Blonde and I said I was front row center.
Platinum
Blonde.
It's
fucking insane. It's so good. Woo!
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. That guy was having a good time.
Oh, he's having the best time.
Well, you know, it'd be really cool to go out there and record a 24-hour podcast. Remember we were talking about that
for
charity?
I still like my idea, yeah.
Well, so does this guy.
Hey, you were asking about the 24-hour podcast charity thing or whatever. For me personally, I would listen to you guys 24 hours a day in Aww. Some sort of live feed just hearing you guys talk about whatever. Like, Aww. I really don't care. I don't know why. I love listening to you guys. I don't give a shit what you're talking about. But, yeah, if you can make the episodes longer or do this 24-hour thing or whatever, you definitely count me in to listen to it.
Oh, there you go.
I actually got two messages over the weekend from two people who signed up to be a VIP member yep. on Safety Net Studio. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Who said that they loved our podcast. One of them specifically said they've been following you since you came to Winnipeg and you took over for BJ, and that they love our chemistry and just so happy with the way things are going. The only complaint that they would have is they wish the podcast was longer.
Really?
I thought that is really nice that you guys actually want to hear us longer.
Yeah.
Because
Candace doesn't.
I like the idea of the 24-hour though. I really am going to put some thought into this. We got to get through this week. It's a big week with that to-do list is the longest to-do list
Holy
I've ever
shit.
Seen.
Is it
ever? Is
yet? Yeah.
And I would love to put some more thought into this and getting all of our podcasters involved and having guests come in and doing a 24-hour podcast marathon. And we could take donations and all the money can go to charity. So if you guys really do love this idea, message me. If people are interested, why wouldn't we do this?
Well, the way I look at it, I'm down in the studio 14 hours a day anyway, so it's an extra 10.
I would like to, because I'm going to be hooking up a camera in here for you for your new your other podcast that you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
It could work because we could run a live feed as well.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be recording all 24 hours. It's not you
no,
specifically.
No, I know. Yeah,
yeah,
but there
I'd
be would
rotating
be people
in
and out. And yeah. We'd always kind of, all the podcasters on the Safety Net Studio banner would kind of come in and co-host and we'd slide in and out. And yeah, it could be fun. The logistics on it right now. Again, we got a pretty big to-do
yeah,
list over
I'm going
to
look into it, though. Pretty I really big, like it. If there's more people that are interested, I'm willing to make this work.
Lifeguard was working some late nights.
Lifeguard here. I just finished work. It's like, look at my clock here. I can't see it. 4 in the morning here.
Oh, wow.
And I just felt like I needed to ask this question.
Sure.
Because I don't understand. It happens every year. The last probably 7 years, maybe 8 years, at one of my jobs, I did a thing where we host the grad after parties, like the parties after the reception
yeah.
for graduating classes,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. And every year. These things, by the way, can I quick back piece. These things go from anywhere starting from 8 to 10 and go until anywhere from 3 to 5:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, without fail, there was one school and one parent that forgets their fucking kid there.
What?
Just what?
Forgets it. Comes 2 hours after everybody else has left.
Oh,
like, oh shit. This thing's mine, right? And picks it up. How you forget your kid?
This thing's mine.
Are you intentionally forgetting your kid? I don't know, but if
Maybe.
You're going to intentionally forget him, if you could like leave a note on them when you drop them off, that'd be great. Like just go home and forget about them. Yeah. Denzel!
I thought he was going to say something. I thought he was going to say something like jumps in the fire. Like actually a good friend of mine that I grew up with, he was one of the quietest guys all the way through high school. Like he just kind of kept to himself. Adam Roberts was his name. And then all of a sudden at aftergrad, he decided to jump through the big bonfire and didn't make it all the way through and ended up in the infirmary tent. But I'll tell you, he was memorable. He was memorable
he
at aftergrad.
Didn't.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
Did he suffer from first degree burns?
He got burnt. Not horribly bad, but he got burnt enough to get some wrapping.
Was he wasted?
Oh, of course he was. Yeah. In the big, big goofy guy, size 16 shoes and, oh, yeah, he was a sweetheart. He ended up passing away a couple of years ago, not because of the jumping in the fire.
Oh.
He had some organ failure, and I miss him dearly. Aww. He was a great friend, yeah. But I thought he was going to say kids jumping in fires. I'm like, that still happens? Jeez.
Oh, my goodness. Parents forgetting their kids.
Yeah, that's strange.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's get to a couple of topics we were talking about late yesterday, including speed limit decreasing.
Oh, yeah, last week.
They're dropping the speed limit on Marion. From 60 to 50.
Look at the way he's talking.
It's happening. It is happening.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good, people.
I know.
We're moving backwards. We're not moving forwards. Mm-hmm. We're moving backwards. Fuck me.
Well, we're still moving forward. We're just doing it a lot slower, technically, if you look at it that way. Last week, Candace Ray, you brought up the conversation about sharing hygiene products, and we got a couple phone calls on that.
Oh, my gosh. Dave has a, if for those who didn't hear that show, Dave has two razors, one for his balls, one for his face,
yeah.
But he doesn't like, and then he uses my razor if I leave it in the shower.
Yeah, because you're not using your razor on your face.
Right.
Right.
And then, yeah, anyway, go on.
Anyways.
Hey, Wheelers. Happy Canada Day
Happy
long weekend.
Canada
Hope
Day
you
long
guys have an amazing
you
weekend.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm on holidays for a few weeks.
Good for
Yay.
You.
Yay. Anyway, in regards to sharing with your spouse, I've been with my husband for almost 14 years. He absolutely hates it when I use his hairbrush. I've only used it like two or three times. If I left even one hair of mine in his brush, he would throw it out and not use it again. He absolutely hates me using his hairbrush. I have no issues with him sharing my stuff if he were to do so, but yeah, whatever. Anyway, have a great weekend. Bye.
I don't have a hairbrush. I used to have a hairbrush, but I don't have a hairbrush anymore. They just get adopted by Candace, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, can I get a hairbrush? She's like, fine.
I have a...
Numerous.
Oh, I have... I'm obsessed with good hair care, and I think I might have... It is a problem. I have like 12 hairbrushes that I've collected through my travels, and I clean them all out.
Three of them used to be mine.
Well, I keep them all together in case you ever need them. They're all together. P.S. Can I just tell you something? Yesterday, you went to Elmhurst to go golfing.
Yep, yep.
And
had a great time.
You must have cleaned up your face, trimmed.
Why, did you find it lodged in the toothpaste that you left in the sink?
No, I didn't find it in the toothpaste because I didn't leave it in the toothpaste because I have new toothpaste that's charcoal, so there's no way that I did that.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I found?
Where?
A big pile of fucking black hair on the outside of the sink.
Oh, yeah, I took that and I removed it and threw it in the garbage. I missed that.
Oh, my. I walked up just to go brush my teeth and I put my hand down and I almost got my hand in and I thought, if these are pubes, I'm going to be so mad. Oh, man.
No,
I was thinking of all the ways I could put this somewhere.
That was face hair. By the way, another hygiene call about sharing things. And I think this guy is speaking directly to you. And I did not ask him to call. But listen closely.
Hey, Wheelers. Hope you had an awesome long weekend.
Sure did.
I'm hoping I did. It's Friday.
I'm hoping I did.
Just listening to the rest of your podcast here. And, you know, there's some things. I'll share most things. You know, razors, that shit doesn't bother me. Toothbrush, any of that shit. I don't know why it doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me. You know what bothers me? Fucking French fries. If you didn't order fries, you're not getting mine. You should have ordered fries. Just plain and simple. Get your own damn fries. I don't know why. Oh, and drinks. I hate sharing drinks. Don't take of my drinks.
Oh, you missed that part. Yeah, you missed that part. You gotta listen.
Oh, and drinks. I hate sharing drinks. Don't take a zip of my drinks. I don't know why. Drives you crazy. Hate it. Get your own damn fries. Get your own damn drinks. If you wanted that stuff now, it's okay. The counter's still there. Go back up. Get your damn fries. Anyway.
Yeah.
Keep laughing, Ken.
Yeah. Yeah. I've just learned
Dave
to accept it.
Dave will say, hey, I'm going to blank and I'm going to get something to eat. Do you want anything? No.
No,
and
I'm good. I'm just going to eat half of your shit.
He comes in and the first thing I do is like, can I get a zip of that?
Yeah. Ooh. I'll take a zip
and
of
then
that.
I look for the fries that are left in the bag because everybody forgets about those magical four fries that are in there that they're like, so they're free fries. I consider them free fries.
Free fries, sure. Yeah, they don't count.
And then you start eating it, and then you'll walk, and I'm like, ooh, could I just have one?
I don't think I've ever had, since you and I have been together, I don't think I've ever been able to drink the top part of a beverage, like the bottleneck of a beer or Coca-Cola or whatever. I don't know what that tastes like. I have no idea.
It tastes fine. It tastes great.
I'm sure it does.
You'll crack. I really give enough drinking. It's just not, it's just something I'm just not into right now in my life. Mm-hmm. And so, but I like having the first, I just like having a zip. And so.
A what?
A sip.
Oh, okay.
Did I say it right?
Okay, sure.
Sip.
There you go.
Sip. And yeah, but that first zip of, I'm out.
One more call here, Candace. You got to listen to this one. This one's an interesting question.
This is Candace Ray. It is the angry female calling.
Hello.
It's a little bit of a dilemma. My boyfriend went and asked me this question. I have no clue what the answer could be. So the question that he asked is, which sex is better? The I miss you sex, the I'm sorry sex, or we're not supposed to be fucking sex. I can't determine if it's the I miss you sex or the I'm sorry sex or any of it, really, because like number three is going to end up in tears for me. So, oh, what do you guys think? Which one do you find would think is better? All right. Talk to you guys later. Love you.
Okay, Dave, you go first.
All right. Here's.
Oh, wait, you always do.
Shots fired.
I'm on fire.
204-615-3283. That's 204-615-DAVE.
You got my number, probably.
Call the Dave line anytime and leave a message.
Before we take off, I want to send a big shout out to my buddy Wes, who made good on his losing his bet as the St. Louis Blues beat the Boston Bruins, and he owed me a full day of golf and beer and food. And Wes and his wife Cindy are fantastic human beings. Brady and Dylan, their two kids, are awesome. Dusty came out and golfed with us. I also had the pleasure of golfing with the mayor of Carmen, Manitoba.
What?
Yeah, I golfed with the mayor on Saturday.
Wow, you really are just moving on up, Now you're golfing with the mayor.
I know, right? I thought that was a really good really
Omen?
Good sign. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought so. So
yeah,
big shout out. Thank you very much. Big shout out to Dean North, who just came a stroke shy of getting into the top 16 of the PGA Championship out in Toronto. And he's always a wonderful guy. He always
he's a very nice guy.
Takes good care of me. And actually, it was funny. He was like, "Ah, don't worry about it, Wes. I'm going to take care of Wheels' round." He's like, "No, I have to pay for his round. It's part of the deal. I lost the bet." So he made sure he paid for my round out there. So thank you very much again to Wes. Had a great time. I love Carmen, Manitoba. And thank you to Rick and Sherry, your sister and our brother-in-law, who took care of Panda over the weekend, which was awesome.
It was so nice for me. It's so rare for me to, well, rare. I don't think it's ever happened. I'm in the house by myself. I had the boys. And it was just really nice to
not have me around and the dog.
Well, just to be able to, I had mentioned this on Friday's show, but people had asked me to go to the lake and all this wonderful stuff. And it was great, but it was just nice to be at home and pick up a book and read. And I love cleaning and organizing. It is my jam. Mm-hmm. It really helps me get ready. And with a big month of work coming up, I like to really reaffirm the space and get everything in a working, clean manner.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I feel like everybody in the house operates from that place when everything's, you know, in its place. But also I'm doing this massive detox through the house where we're just getting rid of tons and tons of stuff that we just really don't need. And how long have I been this crazy of a consumer for.
All right.
So yeah, it was really good. I feel very rebalanced.
Good.
And
I'm glad, because we're going into a very unbalanced part of our life over the next 2 months while this campaign goes on.
Thanks for this, Dave. You really like to make July interesting.
Hey, as I say,
last July, interesting. This July, interesting.
As I say, never a dull moment. Thank you again in advance to everyone who's going to go out and vote for me in the McPhillips riding on September 10th. And yeah, I ain't kidding, man. This is real. This is happening. I'm running for Manitoba Legislative Assembly, and I want to be the representative in McPhillips. So again, that'll pretty much be it for the talk as far as me running. The show is going to stay as normal as possible. And then starting on Sunday, I'm going to be doing that extra podcast.
Do you have a name for your other podcast yet?
Yeah. What did I name that? McPhillips MLA. McPhillips MLA. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, McPhillips MLA. So that'll be hopefully up by, next week, because we were going to record it on Sunday, and then it'll be up the following Monday. So if you want, like, the live stream will go live on YouTube on Sunday nights at WheelerJ28 on YouTube. And then the next day, it'll be...
And all your links will be on DaveWheeler.ca.
Absolutely. DaveWheeler.ca. All those links will be down in the podscript. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Hope everyone had a very happy Canada Day long weekend. Thank you for your support as always. Go sign up to be a VIP member. Please rate and review the show. You can do that on Apple iTunes or on Google Business. I love you, my dear. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Good luck on your campaign trail.
Thank you.
And I am proud of you for wanting to put on another hat in your life.
Why not?
Video content for Safety Net Studio is produced by Layer Video Imagery. Get your business an extra layer for promotional videos on social media, creative music videos for artists, or art projects. Contact Layer Video Imagery. Go to layervideoimagery.com or visit her on Instagram at layervidimagery. Add an extra layer to your business with Layer Video Imagery.
I like to categorize all sex in the
I knew
it's
you were
awesome category.
I could have answered it for you.
All sex. All sex is just in that awesome category. No sex is in the not good category.
Mm-hmm.
Sex, makeup sex, any kind of that kind of sex, top shelf. No sex, bottom shelf.
Well, okay.
We don't really do makeup sex.
Well, you don't.
Yeah. You do? Interesting.
With myself. Ooh, I really...
Ooh, Dave and I are getting along now. Click, click, click. Oh, God damn it. Yeah, what is your favorite kind of sex, Candace? The one where I last longer than 15 minutes?
15 minutes?
Yeah, that's rare. I know it's rare. I know. The one where I do last 15 minutes?
Oh my gosh, this is great. Oh, this is funny. Oh, we should bleep that out. I swore.
A lot.
Yeah, I think that's like the second F-bomb this show.
You know, I'm running for politics now. You can't swear like that anymore.
I know. I got a
trucker mouth.
Ooh, just get me a... No, I'm not going to say it. I would say, like, I love you sex is awesome. Really, like, intense, like... All in sex, like all the words, all the feelings, all the emotion. I love that. Oh, like, yeah. I love that high intensity, really f***ing sex.
Wow. All
yeah, right. That's okay. The third game. Bleep that one out, yeah. Too, please.
Nope, not a chance.
No, please bleep it out.
Okay, sure.
Okay, I'm the boss. Bleep it out.
Yeah.
And I would also say, like, quick sex is really fun. You know, when
I'm
you're
a big fan of that one.
You and I meet it on a whole different level.
Oh.
Yeah, like in the bathroom, quick in and out sort of thing.
Hmm.
No pun intended.
All right.
All the puns intended.